views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling expansive, inspired, lit up with new awarenesses and clarity. And with that, I'd like to introduce today's guest, Pamela Horton. Pamela is a modern-day spiritual explorer and the host of the Calling the Real You podcast. An avid student of ancient and modern spiritual practices, Pamela is best known as the connector, connecting professionals with people and opportunities, and most importantly, she helps them connect with their source to consciously create success in all areas of life. And similar to me, the core of Pamela's teachings is that you can lead a spiritual and magical life starting right now from where you are. She believes that everyone is a unique contribution to our world because we are all blessed with the abilities of a true creator. And she invites you to learn how to shape the energy around you so that your life can change in an instant if you allow it to. And so with that, I'd like to welcome Pamela to the show. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Deb. Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today. And to get started, I'd love to hear more about your story and how you got on this journey.
Wow. Well, first of all, I have to tell you, we are experiencing a pretty major thunderstorm here where I live. So if there's thundering and lightning behind, of course, you can't see the lightning, but if you hear the thunder, it's not me. It really is Mother Nature in the background. So how did I get started on my journey? You know, I was one of three children. Having said that, though, when I was five, my brother, who was 18 at the time, passed away in a car accident. And my sister, who's 12 years older than I am, was pretty much with her adolescent friends and on her own while I was growing up. And by the time I was, you know, of school age, she was really out of the house. So I always say that I grew up pretty much as an only child and had a lot of alone time. And as you can imagine, with parents who lost a child and what they go through and what they experience, they do the best that they can. And I also, unfortunately, was the victim of tremendous domestic violence, traumatic experiences growing up from my biological father, and things that I witnessed and really nobody should witness. And I think that started me on the path of people should be treating each other differently and much better than what I was witnessing and experiencing at a young age. And so when everyone else was watching Sesame Street and Spider-Man and Electric Company, while I did watch those shows were far less than me actually reading books by Lee, or what I was attempting to do was read books by Leo Buscaglia at such a young age. And that carried me on into my teenage years and became a fan of Carolyn Meese early on. And just understood that life was meant for what it was that I was currently seeing. And that was a lot of pain and, a lot of addiction a lot of codependency. And at the same time, if it weren't for those traumatic experiences, I wouldn't be the person that I am today, because it was through that pain and adversity that I actually grew. And through the years, I became a people pleaser, a perfectionist, would actually put others before me, and learned that was my pattern, and was a great student, a straight A student, very high achieving, and yet still didn't feel like I was part of the norm. I tried my best to fit in, and thank God I didn't. Ended up becoming a social worker, working with adolescents and families on their path and family dynamics and communication. And that brought me into the corporate world, doing sales and serving others in a way that, gosh, was serving me, right? To be quite honest with all of you, you know, everyone has a hang up on being selfish. And if it wasn't for me being selfish, I wouldn't have been able to heal, forgive the people that I need to forgive in my life in order to have the rich life that I have now.
Your story is really powerful, and it's really beautiful, because, you know, I think we're so conditioned. It's funny because we were just talking about this on Pamela's podcast, but you know, we're so conditioned to kind of want to run away from our pain and run, like, sort of try to resist it or stuff it down or pretend it's not there. It's, you know, you mentioned people pleasing and perfectionism, and that was definitely an environment I grew up in too. And it's interesting because you went and you kind of dove right into it, whereas I went and I was like, okay, I'm going to go around it. Like, I'm going to try to pretend everything's fine. I'm going to pretend that, you know, I don't need help, that I'm okay. And so it's interesting to see these ways and how we deal with our, you know, our challenges in life. And, you know, you can put up, you know, can you put up a defense, or you can dive into it. And I love that you dove into it. And it's interesting because I also too had codependency and, you know, addiction in my household. And so I can definitely connect and relate to the impact that those things can have on us. And so, I mean, there's so many there's so many different directions we can go in, you know, in this in our conversation. I want to ask you, you know, with your it's so interesting to hear the thunder in the back.
I just went on mute for a second there. Yeah, that was a pretty bad one.
Yeah. So, love the universe. Gotta love the universe. But so I want to ask you, you know, with your brother passing away at a young age, how did that impact you then, and how did you take that, and how did that really impact? You know, I know you touched on it a little bit, but I'd love to dive a little bit deeper into, you know, into that.
Yeah, you know. My entire life, everyone has always said that my head is always in the clouds and that my feet were never really grounded. And to me, over the years, I learned what the definition for me, what that meant was that I was always really connected to spirit. We all are always connected to spirit. There's always a cord to spirit. But for me, I never really lived within the confines of my human body, as odd as that may sound. As a little girl, when my brother passed, I remember the night. My mother was extremely intuitive, and psychic and medium, and a medium herself. And, that's a skill set that I began to develop over the years as well, but she was very intuitive, and she had heard sirens, going off. And this is 1975, no internet, no phone trees, just people living day to day without connecting other than through your neighbors, et cetera. And she heard the sirens in the background. I believe it was about 3 miles from the house, our home. And it was about 10 o'clock at night, and there was a lot of ruckus. I was in bed, and there was a lot of ruckus in the living room. And the ruckus was my mom saying, "Something's not right. Those sirens are for Robbie. Something's not right. Those sirens are for Robbie." And I woke up because everyone was up and was being loud. And, come to find out, you know, we get into the car because she wanted to chase the sirens, and this was not a practice or a habit that my mother had. We never followed sirens, and yet we did. We got in the car, we followed the sirens, And sure enough, she was true to true. It was truth. It was my brother that was in the car accident. And from there, we followed the ambulance up who had my brother in it and up to the hospital. And I was 5 years old at the time. And I remember being connected and not being connected. It was almost an out-of-body experience, looking down on my brother, looking down on my parents and the pain that they were going through. And I was taken back care of by the nurses there, brought into the break room and allowed to nap on the table because there was no place for me to lay. And how it changed my life was understanding that I was there at that time for my mom. And being there for her. And I saw the purpose that I was supposed to be there and that calm voice for people, that calm grounding voice. And whether it was silence or me actually consoling people. And I know that children aren't supposed to parent parents, but it's more than that. It was really providing sacred space for my mom and the family members. Cause I had a connection with my brother, but he was 18 years older than I was. And so there really wasn't a connection. And to be able to provide that sacred space was the beginning of my journey.
Mm. Well, in providing that sacred space, which is really beautiful and really powerful, did you fall into like a pattern of basically not knowing how to put yourself first?
100%. It was always about the other people. It was always about my family members helping them. And truth be told, back then it was enabling. Today it's supporting. And there's a paradigm shift in that needs to take place in many people. But back then it was, what is it that I can or cannot do in order to not rock the boat or make people laugh and happy?
That's exactly like how I grew up too. It's like, it was a very interesting where it was like, pretend everything's fine. It's okay. You know, we don't talk about it. We just pretend it's okay.
And every day you wake up and it's a brand new spanking day and everything is perfect until nighttime hits.
Yeah. Well, and I remember I used to think like, oh yeah, like, other people just got lucky, right? Like,
yeah,
they just were having a lot easier life than I was, right? You know, and I was like,
How do you not compare? How do you not compare when you have friends who have quote unquote normal lives? And what is a normal life?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. What is a normal life? You know, and it's like, and I think it's really important because it's like, you know, a huge piece of our journey is just to realize, first of all, there is no normal life. We choose our parents. And so it's like, you chose that. So, you know, it's like, okay, not falling victim to your story and recognizing like, you know, you can shift from that level of like, life's just happening to me to that space of like, I am, and I know you're totally a creator too. It's like, I'm creating everything. So how can I create it to really serve me and to recognize everything that's happening is serving you?
Absolutely. 100% of the time.
Well, and it's interesting too, because you were talking about, you know, fitting in. And I think it's just really important. I know the top of our conversation today is all about, you know, how to counteract burnout, but you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about fitting in, because I think, you know, that's also too been part of my journey where it's like, I had to realize I didn't come here to fit in, because every time I try to fit in, I end up being like, why did I do that? It doesn't work, you know? And so what would you say to any person out there that feels like they don't fit in and they're trying to fit in?
Recognize that you're doing that first and foremost. Understand that at our core, as a human being, our mind's main goal is to make sure that we are part of a tribe. Because if we leave, you know, back in indigenous tribes, if we left the tribe, we probably were eaten or killed by another tribe. So our mind is actually working in our favor in terms of trying to make us fit in. Like, our mind's job is purely survival, to have us survive and not necessarily thrive. And so if you can recognize that, oh my God, I'm really trying to just put all of the real me behind me so that I can fit into a scenario or a situation or a group that really isn't my energetic fit. And you will find tribes that are energetic fits that you can fit into, or become a piece of, but we are all a piece of the universal puzzle. So you already fit in. And when you begin to recognize that you might be trying to fit into the wrong energetic tribe, then you become liberated and you can begin to see that what it is that you have to offer, whatever that unique purpose is that you came here with to learn and to grow into and to step up and to up level into, you can then actually embrace it more so with ease when you are with the right energetic people. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, I mean, it does. And I'm just curious, what do you recommend in terms of obviously the energy attracts like energy, but in terms of creating that in, you know, our everyday world, what do you recommend in terms of creating, you know, creating a tribe, like, you know, calling in our tribe?
Yeah, so that it happens naturally once we become it first. And I know that there's many, I'm sure your guests are extremely savvy and very, very bright on the subject of universal laws, and specifically the law of attraction. Having said that, you know, that the message is we have to feel what it is that we want first in order to become it. We have to be it first and feel the emotions of it first. And there's always there's a gap between that, feeling it and then attracting it, or feeling it and then creating it for ourselves. And for me, what I've learned is my sole job is to feel good. Now, preferably, I make choices to feel good without the use of crutches like substances of alcohol or drugs, etc. But I don't, you know, that's a whole other show. But my sole job is to feel good and to keep myself on a good vibration. Because when I'm in that state of being, then I'm able to actually, when I'm in that space, when I'm in that vortex, as Abraham will say, when you're in the vortex, that is the moment that you begin to declare what it is that you want. And it is from those declarations within that vortex or within that energetic vibe that you begin to attract what is already created, that's been created because of your adversities, your challenges, and pain that you've experienced already. Because when we're in those moments, we're shooting our desires out, where we're letting the universe know what it is that we actually do want from that pain and adversity. And once we make the declaration of what it is that we want, it exists. It's there, ready and ripe for the picking. But it's up to us to prime the pump, so to speak, so that we can become that feeling in that vortex at that time, and then declare it, and then it finds its way to us sooner rather than later.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting because I channeled the quote, and it's perfect for what you're talking about. It's the journey is about realizing that the truth of who we are already is everything we are desiring to become.
100%.
And so, like, for everyone that's listening right now, I want you to really take that in. You already are everything you're desiring to become. And when we create that separation between that, that's when you have a hard time attracting those things that you're trying to call in.
Yeah, you're keeping everything at arm's length when you are not granting yourself the feeling of good, the feelings of feeling good.
Right. Which is our truth. And a huge key to becoming, you know, the powerful creator beings that we already are, right? That we are here to be. Right. And so I want to ask you, and then we'll shift it to the topic of today's call, but I want to ask you, what are your recommendations to, you know, really creating, you know, our world, creating, you know, creating every aspect of our world?
Thank you. The first thing I want to say is, before I give you a tidbit, if you will, right, is we as human beings tend to take simple matters and complicate them more. And that is a process of our ego, which I refer to lovingly as edging God out. And God in this case means whatever, however you define God. My biggest tool that I use is my body and my facial expressions and my body language, because our bodies are our, in my humble opinion, our microphone to what is really going on in our mind. So when I begin to pay attention to my body language, my body posture and my facial expressions, it's much easier to tap into that awareness versus the awareness of what it is that I'm feeling. And so using the tool of our body and body language, posture, and facial expressions, we can recognize how it is that we're feeling in that moment. And once we begin to recognize what we're feeling in that moment, and this is the simple part, you guys, this is the part that I'm inviting you not to complicate. Once you become aware of what it is that you're feeling through the use of your body, your temple, you can then simply say, well, wait a minute here. I don't want to feel that way. I want to feel joy. And then you can simply begin to declare, I feel joy, or I am joy. And this is just an example. You can choose to replace it, substitute whatever you wish here. But if the bottom line is to feel good, then what better way of feeling good is than to feel joy? And when I feel joy, I'm absolutely in my vortex. And when I'm in my vortex, I can absolutely request what it is that I'm looking for and wanting and needing and desiring. And when I'm desiring in that vortex, that's when it comes to me at super velocity. So my tidbit, my offering up today is to pay attention to your body language, your posture, as well as your facial expressions.
Yeah, no, that's not, that's really, really important. It's really, really good. I think, you know, it's like, I loved how you described about the microphone and this, and our body being our vessel, right? Because, you know, I always talk about like when we're in our energetic state and it, you know, it's all good up there, right? And we kind of come down with that expectation that it's supposed to be all good here. And really, we came down and chose to have a physical body during this time to have that experience, right? To dive deep into this whole, like, you know, it's like, I always say, it's like, they call it the, you know, the roller coaster of life, right? And you came here to kind of, it's like, be able to experience your world in human form, right? And to be able to taste and touch and, you know, and all those different versions. And so I think, you know, I love the idea of really using, you know, allowing us to use our bodies. And I would add to that too, like, you know, this way people ask me as I take this entrepreneurial journey, you know, people ask me, how are you creating things so quickly? And I love that you were talking about, like, you know, you getting into that vortex and getting into that energy. But for me, creating how I've created my, like, everything that I'm creating so quickly, it's because I'm working with the energy, because the energy is a huge piece of the truth of who we are. And yet we've forgotten, like, it's like we're literally doing everything from the physical, and we forget that we have this huge tool that's like at least 50% of what we're creating, and we're like completely like ignoring it. And, right? and when you can start to make that shift from, so you use your body and you use that, and that's amazing, and you use that, and then you also use your energy, that's when, like Pamela was saying too, you start to create things at lightning speed, which ironically there's lightning in the background.
How apropos.
Yeah, so, which I love it, synchronicity. But, you know, it's a really, really... really beautiful thing. So, you know, thank you for sharing that. And I do want to give the listeners, you know, a heads up. We will be doing, Pamela's going to walk us through a healing meditation exercise in the second part of our show. So I do want to, you know, give the listeners a heads up to stay tuned as you will be doing that. And so well, in the second half of our show, we're going to get into the topic of today's show, which is really falling out of our spiritual practice and how to counteract burnout. But before we do that, you know, since we're on the, you know, all the, on this topic of challenges and pain and creation, is there any kind of final words before we kind of shift into our, you know, we take a break and then we shift into our next conversation? Is there any kind of final words you'd like to leave to kind of close out this piece of our conversation?
I'm going to try to be super quick with this, but I really invite everyone to listen with every cell that you are. And that is, we're undergoing some pretty significant, difficult times right now. We are all being challenged from every aspect of our lives, from our personal relationships to our careers and businesses and et cetera. That pain that you're experiencing from every angle of your life is an absolute calling for you to wake up and for you to answer to what it is that your purpose is. And your purpose can be entwined with your existing career path. And if we choose not to wake up to live up to why we came here, your pain will continue tenfold. And it's much easier to embrace it and address it now than it is to wait and prolong the agony.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so important to emphasize because, so, you know, we've all been there where we've had these moments where we get that little nudge from spirit, source, God, you know, however you want to define it. And then we kind of ignore it. And then it comes back louder. And then it comes back louder. And so, you know, you get to choose at what level that energy comes through, right? At what level that the volume, how high the volume is turned up is a good way to say that. And so it's really, really, you know, important to start to tune in and go, okay, why is this in my field? What is this here to show me? And how can I sit with this and be with what is, instead of, like, you know, the ways that we show up around pain or around hurt and, you know, all these different experiences that we have, how can I start to tune in and feel what is up for me and sit with this? I know we think that our pain will take us down, right? We think that all these things will take us down. And the truth is that our, you know, it's going into it is actually what dissipates it. It's actually what heals it. It's actually what clears it, however you want to, you know, say that. And it's when we run away, that's when it gets amplified, right? That's when the volume gets turned up. That's when it starts to grow. So I would just encourage, just like what Pamela was saying, is it's time for us as a planet to start to be willing to go into those dark places, to be willing to go and dive deep and be willing to look at everything that's in our field and stop, you know, running away or resisting the bad and allow it to show us and allow us to heal, but allow us to show us more of ourselves. And so with that, we are going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we are going to explore more with Pamela. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
We're back on Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. My guest today is Pamela Horton. And we were actually talking about pain and really owning it, all of our challenges. But we're going to be talking about really how to counteract burnout and how we really, you know, continue on this really this spiritual journey. But before we do that, Pamela, can you give the listeners your contact info and how they can contact you?
That would be great. Thank you. So first of all, I invite people to find me on Facebook, actually. Calling the Real You is all one word. And we have our Facebook community. And you're also welcome to join me on Facebook, which my name is Pamela with two L's, Horton, as in Horton Hears a Who. Please, I would love to join you and meet you there. You can also simply find Calling the Real You podcast by doing that search, Calling the Real You podcast, and it'll pop up for you. And my email, which I do invite you, because the healing vortex that I'm going to be doing today, in terms of the time, it might be a little speedy. So if you actually want a copy, feel free to email me at mavensconnections@gmail.com. And that's M as in Mary, A, V as in Victor, E, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, connections@gmail.com.
Awesome. Awesome. So I want to start to talk about this really the falling out of our spiritual practice and how to counteract burnout. So first of all, let me ask you, how do you define falling out of your spiritual practice? Like what does that look like for you? Maybe what are some examples of that?
So when I'm not practicing my daily rituals or my daily spiritual practice, and that for me personally is upon waking up, I seek spirit first, and I begin my prayers, and then I'll go into a meditation so that I can receive word back, and practicing and studying the word, if you will, and then it involves exercising and drinking lots of water throughout the day and being extremely mindful as much as possible. And what I mean by that is literally feeling, if I'm walking and my arms are swinging, allowing myself to feel the breeze on the skin of my arms and my hands. So that's my practice. When I stop doing that, when I fall off that spiritual bandwagon, usually it's because the proverbial, you know what, has hit the fan, right? Life has happened and I'm either under attack or just some real significant adversity is taking place in my life. And the time that I'm supposed to cling to my practice and my faith most is usually when most people fall off of it. And then that adversity that you're challenged with actually grows into something that is just out of control, and you're living in a world that really is not your own anymore, that you're not creating it. You're a victim of it. You're being dragged around like a bull with a bull ring in its nose. And so that's what it feels like. That's what it looks like when we fall out of our spiritual bandwagon. We're being led by the world versus us being led by our soul or spirit. And it happens. It's part of our process of growing.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting too, because I think we as humans, we get conditioned to think that there is one right way to do something, right? Like if I wake up at 6 a.m. and I, you know, I have these practices, that makes me, you know, like I'll be successful that way. And I want to encourage the shift from that, which can work. And if you're a morning person, that's amazing. But I want to encourage the shift from that to listening to what feels right to you as you are developing your spiritual practice, right? So it might mean that you do that. And that's it's amazing. It's a really great way to get connected to yourself and get connected to the world and get present. I think it's beautiful. I love your practice. And I want to just encourage you, like, for me, I'm not a morning person. So when I, like, if I were to do that, I'd fail most of the time. And then I would end up feeling like going into those spaces where we could beat up on ourselves, or where we put ourselves down, or we're, you know. And so I want to encourage you to listen to what that practice looks like for you, because it is absolutely important to have a practice. And it's important to, I think one key to not, you know, to not falling out of your practice or to not feeling burned out is to listen to whatever, is up for you. Right. So, I want to ask you, so you're describing your practice, which, like I said, is beautiful and it's super yummy, because I could actually feel the energy as you were talking. I was like, ooh, that sounds good. So, as we start to, get into, so we're going through this practice, and obviously things can come up, and then we, you know, like you said, we can, that's kind of when we tend to fall out of it. So how do we begin to counteract burnout? How do we begin to, like, the underlying layer is, how do we stay with ourselves during these hard times? Right? Because I think it's so common, like, subconsciously we end up leaving ourselves, because it's a scary place to be. So how do we stay with ourselves during these times?
It's twofold, really. And I'll go back to the tidbit that I gave earlier in the show, and that is paying attention to your body posture, language, and facial expressions. I'm going to add paying attention to what it is that we're saying too, the words that we speak, because whatever we're speaking or thinking, we're speaking into existence. And so when we use that as our barometer and are able to dial in, if I have a facial expression where my lips are pursed and my brows are furrowed, and I'm not aware of the dialogue that's going on in my brain, because we're talking to ourselves constantly. I swear we have a party in our brain. We don't even know it. And sometimes it's not a great party, right? It's not a great party at all to be in. But if we can begin to connect that dot between facial expressions, body language, body posture, and the words that we're speaking and the dialogue that we're having inside of our minds, then we can understand where we are coming from. What is the point of view that we are having? So if I'm sitting in my car during traffic, and I live in Florida and we experience snowbird season, where people from the north come down and visit for 4 to 5 months out of the year. And we're in a vacation town. And so we tend to be busy, but not as busy during snowbird season. And when it is snowbird season, it can be extremely frustrating. We are grateful for you all, and we're grateful for the tourism and all of that. But the northern lifestyle is extremely different from the southern lifestyle. I grew up in Connecticut and was raised in Connecticut my entire life until 3 years ago. And it's a very, very different places. Here, it's more laid back. You take your time. People are actually even more respectful, dare I say, even nicer. And when folks come down, there's this energy of uptightness, tension, even if they're on relax, even if they're on vacation, because they have to speed up to get everything done. And so if I'm sitting in traffic and I'm being annoyed, but I don't know it unless I tune in or check in with my facial expression or my body language, am I tapping my thumb on my steering wheel, waiting for people to get out of line or whatever the case may be, then that's a perfect indicator that I'm not in my practice. I'm not living from my soul. Does that help?
Yeah, no, I think, like, it's exactly like, it's like, I think, you know, going through the everyday world, we can get very, like, we get in our patterns and we get in our habits, and we're just kind of, and many times too, especially depending on, like, where you are in your journey. And if you're working in the corporate world, which, we both have, we both had previously for years, right? It's like, you can get in this mode of kind of just go, 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 go. And I love it, because I think what we're really talking about today is really listening. Right? Like, starting to get present with yourself and get present with your body, get present with your intuition, and starting to listen to yourself and listen to what you need, and then opening to that, opening to all of that.
100%. And when it comes to the burnout side of things, if you're not listening to the cues, if you're not listening to whatever's coming into you, whether it be musings or inspiration or even just bad thoughts or bad feelings, again, you are not directing anything. You're the victim of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, so it's one of those things where, you know, it's the importance of starting to tune in and just feel into what feels right for you. And then when you notice yourself falling out of that, you know, out of that burnout practice, tune into that and go, what am I scared of here? What's going on for me that I'm not willing to look at this, that I'm, you know, stuffing it down, running away from it, whatever version of that lives for you. Tune into that and find out what, you know, what's up for you right there.
Be curious.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so let me ask you, what are the ways that you're, you know, that you use that, what are some examples or some practices around, like, you know, using that curiosity, right? Like the, to really dive in and really go deeper.
So I had an experience recently with a business partner, that did not go well. And it was a repeated pattern. Actually, this is the second time that this had happened to me. And it was extremely painful. I tend to be very, very loyal and give 100% plus when I'm in any given relationship. And when this time it wasn't returned, and it was the same scenario, same pattern. So obviously there was a lesson for me to learn. And I created it. I absolutely take full responsibility for creating the scenario. As painful as it was, as expensive as it was, and as disheartening as it was, I recognize that I created it. So that's the first thing. Recognize that something within you was at that vibratory level that brought that learning lesson into your life for you to either learn from or ignore it. And so I choose to learn from my experiences. And the example is, the questioning is, what is it that I have to learn here? What is it that I need to know? And for me, the lesson was, I need to stop building other people's businesses and begin to build my own. I need to put the energy and effort into my purpose and passion versus other people's purpose and passion. And that's scary, because that was absolutely forcing me to up level and step into my own personal power and my own personal purpose to be able to really, truly, fully become self-expressed and serving of others. And even though I've been serving and surrendering my entire life, there was still another level that I hadn't achieved yet. And man, I was scared, but the curiosity and the questioning grounded me. And when I recognized and remembered that I don't have to have all of the answers, I can be in direct dialogue with the infinite spirit. I refer as Holy Spirit. When I ask to be fulfilled and infilled with the spirit itself and ask for direction, or simply state, please allow all paths to open to me in the right divine order, and trust and have absolute faith in that, that's when everything falls into place and the exhaustion and the fear just melt away, and everything really does fall into place and unfold the way it's supposed to, the way that I want, ultimately.
First of all, I want to thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that. Like, I very much appreciate that you shared that, because I think so many of us struggle with, you know, making ourselves known and stepping into our own power and our who we came here to be, you know, and many times we, even as part of that, we can give our power over to someone else, or, you know, we end up moving ourselves into a less than position. And it's, you know, I mean, I, as someone who's recovering from that myself, like, I know what it's like to, like, it's kind of like you feel like, oh, that person knows more, they have more answers than me, or they're, you know, they're whatever, they're more worthy, or like all these versions that we play out. And so, you know, I appreciate you sharing that and sharing, you know, like, it's part of, you know, part of the energies that are on the planet right now is this whole, like, us stepping into, like, first of all, we're worthy of everything and more, you know, we're worthy of all of that, and us really stepping into our power. and no longer giving our power, thinking, oh, you know, one person knows more than me, has all the answers, all those versions, right? And so it's interesting because we're having a conversation today about, you know, moving out of burnout. But part of that is it's like tuning into our truth and using our intuition. And like you said, I love that you're talking about surrendering, because it's like when we can surrender and we no longer are like, why is this happening? And I don't want this to happen. And we kind of move into that space of like, ah, okay, this is serving me. How is this meant to serving me? And taking the pause, right? Like what you're talking about. I just, you know, I love all those pieces. I think it's really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
So I want to finish today with the healing meditation. And so, So I want to, you know, if you want to describe a little bit about what we're going to do to the, for our listeners and just go right into that, that would be amazing.
Wonderful. I will do my best to keep it at a tempo, but I'm very cognizant of the time. And again, if it feels too speedy, please join me via the email that I offered up earlier and I will be able to send it to you. I want to invite everyone to just get super comfortable and begin to be aware of your breathing, not necessarily changing the rhythm of your breath, however, just be aware of it. And I also invite you all to begin to be aware of the touch points where your body is actually touching the seat or the cushion that you're either sitting or laying upon. And of course, if you are driving, please wait to do this later. The other thing I want to invite you all is if you feel like you are not a visual person and that you cannot visualize things, I really want to challenge you in that if you can visualize see where you parked your car before you went into the store, you can visualize. If I say the words pink snow, you see that in your mind's eye, you are already visualizing that. And so it's in seeing the pictures that I'm about to share with you that even if you think you're not seeing them, your mind is really absorbing every word that you hear, and it's causing your mind to picture it, whether you can see it in your mind's eye or not. And you will hear and see what it is that I'm describing for you. And lastly, I want to invite the white light of protection to surround us and engulf us both individually and collectively, and only that of the Most High may enter. And anything that is not of the Most High, I demand that you leave immediately so that you too can grow. Now, please, everyone, I want you to think of a vortex of energy. I want you to imagine and see and feel a spinning vortex of healing energy just above the top of your head. And this vortex of energy is rather like a child's spinning top. It's moving in a clockwise direction from left to right. I want you to see this vortex as wider than your body, at its widest parts. So it is wider than your shoulders, it's wider than your hips, and it is moving. It's rather like a tornado with a tail at the bottom. It's a spinning top, it's wider than your shoulders and hips, and this energy is about to move into your body. It's going to travel right through your body, keeping your body completely within its sphere, and your vibrations are going to change to be in alignment with this healing energy vortex. And it's going to do some powerful balancing healing as it moves through your body. So again, please see this vortex of energy just above the top of your head moving in a clockwise direction, spinning slowly from left to right, vibrating at the most perfect frequency. Please envision it any color that you feel works best for you. It could be white, it could be a pink, purple, pale blue, you choose. And know that it is a healing color. Imagine the very tip of this healing energy vortex. The tail is just touching the top of your head as it starts to move into your body. This healing vortex is moving into your body and it's already traveling down to your throat. You can feel it. You can feel the energy of this healing vortex as it moves into your head, starts to travel through your mind, starts to travel behind your ears and eyes, and already this healing energy vortex is working, vibrating, changing your thinking, balancing your belief system. It is moving into your throat, and your throat is a very emotional area. I want you to feel this healing energy vortex just slowing down, working on your throat. And of course, your throat has all the things to do with having a voice, being able to express yourself, being able to express your hurt, tell people what you are good at. This healing energy vortex slows down in your throat area and is giving you a voice. You matter. What you have to say matters. You are able to speak, to join in, express yourself. And now the healing energy vortex is moving down, beginning to cover your shoulders. All the muscles around your neck are relaxing completely. And this healing energy vortex moves down through your shoulders, into your upper back, into your upper chest, and is beginning to cover your heart. It is slowing down above and around and in and through your heart completely. It slows down, starting to balance to realign your energies. Any hurt that you've held on to, any pain in your heart, any heartbreak, any painful experience that you felt in your heart are beginning to move ahead of this healing energy vortex. This vortex is rather like a broom. It's sweeping ahead of it anything that does not need to remain in your body. Any toxic substance, toxic memory, toxic thought or belief or imprint, anything that is toxic. Anything that does not need to stay in your body or mind or psyche for any longer is being pushed and shoved ahead of this healing energy vortex. It's being moved right out of your body. So as this healing energy vortex hovers around your heart area, it is repairing anything that needs to be repaired. It's rejuvenating anything that needs to be rejuvenated. It's making your heart strong and open and well. You have a loving, strong heart. You are loving, loved, and are lovable. Now the vortex is picking up its pace. It's starting to move down your chest, down your ribs, solar plexus, through your arms, down your elbows. It's moving down your forearms and down into your hands, your palms, and fingertips. And notice the tingling sensation in your fingertips. It increases that sensation. Putting your attention on your fingertips will increase it even further. And as you focus on that tingling, you can just notice it, experience it without judgment. This healing energy vortex is working well on every cell, every nerve, every gland in your body. It is healing, it is balancing, it is repairing, it is rejuvenating. The sensation of tingling in your fingers has increased cell activity. Continue to focus on it. Allow it to delight you. This vortex continues to move down into your stomach, the top of it, and the widest part. It continues to do work on your heart and your throat to help you deal with your emotions. As it enters into your stomach, it is balancing. As it moves into your gut, it is moving in front of residue of old stuff. Anything that does not belong there. Any substances, toxicity, slowly, surely, perfectly is moving out of your body. It is diluting them, pushing them ahead. Negative thoughts, behaviors, negative memories, negative stuff. All that you held on to for far too long, this too is being pushed in front of the healing energy vortex. What is left behind will be all wonderful new habits, wonderful new motivation to change habits. Negative familiar behaviors are moving out of your body. Old issues are leaving your body and are being pushed out of your body. Slowly, surely, moving down your spine, through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, and you feel strong, you feel incredibly supported, and you understand you get the universe that put you here, gave you talents that are completely unique. This healing energy vortex is now beginning to slow down. The top part is slowing down around your stomach, doing the most healing work. You feel supported, you feel well, and you feel strong. You feel awesome, unstoppable. And you can feel the energy of the power of the healing energy vortex is beginning to move into your legs, your knees, your calves and shins, moving straight down into your feet. And I want you to imagine that there is a valve in your soles of your feet and that you have a little tiny opening that you control. Open that up ever so slightly. Imagine the healing energy vortex now pouring all of that negative energy, toxicity out through the soles of your feet, rather like sand collecting in the base of an egg timer, then pouring out of a little hole in the bottom. Negative energy and static, and energy is moving out slowly, is pouring out of your body. You feel realigned and balanced. Anything that needed to be healed has been healed, and hurt that needs to be healed is continuing to be healed even after this exercise. Any skin issues, any body issues, headaches, migraines, heartburn. You are doing this. You are healing. You have begun the healing. You will continue to heal.
Thank you. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful exercise. So with that, I just want to thank you, Pamela, so much for sharing such great information. And I want to thank everyone for tuning into Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show or like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide. And make sure to tune in 2 weeks as I will be sharing the newest energies, learnings, and teachings. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.